Caitlin, come on up here, please. I skipped over her a half hour ago. This is good, isn't it?
Okay, so I told Bill I only had a few things to say because I was like, I don't really feel like I have a lot, but I was like, I'm willing to just share my experience with the Lord. So, I mean, pretty much as everybody came up here, I'm like, oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh, that was what I was going to say. So you've already heard most of it, but it's usually a thought when the Lord speaks to me. And like Andrew was saying, it was so good how he said that. It's like a thought that wasn't my own. It was just like it came from somewhere else. And I was like, okay. That sometimes, I mean, I still go through the Jim Glenn, is that you, is that me, is that you, is that me? But sometimes that's like, okay, I really don't think that that was me. Like, that just kind of came out of nowhere. When I hear him say something to me, a lot of times I do that where, Lord, is this just for me or is this for the church? And I think that's wise to discern, you know, okay, just because I heard something doesn't mean, like, I automatically go up front. It's like, okay, Lord, you know, is this just something you're doing in my heart? And if I get a piece, like I don't need to go up there, then I'm like, okay, that was just for me. And sometimes I'm like, oh, yes, that was just for me. But then sometimes it's like just that urge that Ray was talking about. It's like, okay, I got it. I really think I need to go up there. And then sometimes I'll even like, okay, well, I think I'm supposed to go up there, but I'm going to see, like, does this kind of flow with, like, God's general theme for the morning? Like, you know, is, like, this the right time that you want me to share it? Actually, I was going to share one of the stories. I think I was about 17. We were doing renovation, so we were in here doing worship, and I was doing projector over in the corner, and I was really having a rough morning. This is what's really cool, is the Lord times, I mean, multiple times he's used me on mornings where I'm having a rough morning. Like, I don't feel on top of the world. I don't feel like me and Jesus are, like, so strong. Like, I mean, it's not, sometimes it's like, Lord, I need to repent. I'm struggling, or Lord, where are you, or whatever. Like, it's not always like, I feel great this morning. So I was sitting there and I was having a really rough morning. I was really struggling with something in my life and I was really feeling like the Lord could not forgive me. I just felt like I have done it. And the Lord spoke to me, and it's so cool. When you write down things that the Lord spoke to, you can go back and see it. And I was reading my journal. I remember the general idea of what he said to me, but then I went back and I saw exactly what he had said. He said, I am the King of Kings. I can forgive your sin when you come with a repentant heart. And it was like such a freeing word. Like, it just set me free. And so then it was like, I felt like I was supposed to share it. And so then someone came up and they shared something right along the lines of what Jesus shared with me. And I was like, oh, maybe I am really supposed to share that. And I went up and I asked Papa, I was like, hey, this is, you know, what I have, you know, should I share it? And he's like, yeah, I think you should share it. And I did. And I agree with whoever said it's really a good idea to encourage somebody when they, well, what they said ministered to you, because that's like time and time again, I can remember things that the Lord spoken to me and I can still remember the people who came up and confirmed that. And it was like really encouraging. Like, yeah, that was from the Lord. It's so encouraging, especially when sometimes you sit down and you're like, I really think I was supposed to say that, but now that doubt comes to you, like, even like while you're walking up, like, nope, I'm not supposed to do this, but I really feel like I am, but it's like going in circles. And then when someone confirms, it's like, oh yeah, that was the Lord. Okay, so now I know if I'm hearing that, it is him. The verse, I think Chris has shared part of it, was 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before him. And I just wanted to encourage you guys that, like, he can use you even in your weakness, even when you're having a bad morning. Another time the Lord used me, I was playing piano and we were worshiping. And all of a sudden, the Lord ministered in my heart that our praises are not just, like, ending at the ceiling. Because if you went outside, you wouldn't hear it. So it's like, it seems like it would just, like, end right here. And he was ministering to my heart that, like, our praise is, like, going before his throne in heaven. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a really cool thing because it just changes the way you worship if you're thinking, like, amen. Oh, wow, amen. Like, I am actually, like, he's hearing me. And so then I felt like he wanted me to go up front. And it was like, oh, but, like, it's so much easier just to, like, keep going. I'm playing the piano, like, you know, I have to go all the way up, and, like, it would just be so much smoother just to, like, keep going. But it was, like, the Lord wanted me to speak it, so I went up. So it's not always that he, like, speaks to you in convenient times, you know, because, like, projector, piano, like, but it doesn't really matter. Like, he'll use you if you're willing. And then one other way I was going to share that the Lord had used me is one time after a woman's Bible study, we were praying, and there was a lady who was sitting there, and she was crying. And, like, I don't think it was, like, a vision, but, like, I could picture my heart Jesus right there and just, like, putting her head to his chest and wanting to heal her heart. But he's a gentleman, and he didn't want to, like, take her heart. He wanted her to give him her heart, and his heart was like, I'm your healer, let me heal it, but give me your heart. And it was just like a really neat thing, but I didn't do anything with it. I was just like, wow, that was kind of cool. And I went home and I was telling mom, and she was like, well, did you share that with her? And I was like, well, no, like I didn't know. And she's like, I think you should like call her and tell her. And I did. And apparently it really ministered to her. It was right where she was at. So those are just some of the ways the Lord's used me. And yeah, he doesn't always use me when I feel on the top of the world. So just like, you know, be open to the Lord using you, and whether or not you're like feeling like you can do it, because then he gets the glory, because yeah, it's right. Not about us. And so then you're like, Lord, that was totally you, because I was really weak. So, anyhow.
Caitlin, that's good.